Welcome to Cross Hope Visual Stories. Cross Hope Visual Stories is a weekend presentation of Cross Hope Ministries, where we share inspirational stories of the hope and encouragement of the cross in a unique format. Now here's today's story.
Went to Cincinnati Christian University with a young man that I met as a freshman, and I said to him, "Tell me your story. How did you happen to come to this school? Why are you here as opposed to anywhere else?" He told me a story that he said, "My parents told me that if I would go to a state university in Ohio, they would pay the bill. If I went to UC, if I went to Miami, if I went to Ohio State in Columbus, OU in Athens, if I went to Kent State, went to Bowling Green, they would pay the way." He said, "But when I told them that I wanted to go to this college in Cincinnati to prepare for the ministry, they said, 'You're on your own.'" Come with me 25, 30 years later, when that young man who's now in the ministry gets a phone call from mom one day, "Dad just died. Son, I'd like for you to do your dad's funeral." Isn't that interesting to go full circle like that? The dad who said, "I'm not paying a dime for you to go," and didn't pay a dime for him to go, was the one whose son then presided and preached his own dad's funeral. You find any irony in that? I do. You find anything in that story that just kind of pulls at your heart? I do. And I'm not saying, again, they were evil people or wicked people, but is it possible that they were trying to inadvertently, not unintentionally, stifling the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God was at work in that young man's life, and he says, I really feel called to go in the ministry. I really feel called to be used of God, but no, you go to OU, you go to OSU, you go to Miami, you go to UC, we'll take care of the bill. But not there, not at that school. I've always remembered that. It really made such a deep impression on me because I had parents who wanted me to go to the school. I had parents who said, "We support you in this decision." He had parents who said, "We do not support you in this decision spiritually." Here's my question. What's going on in your life right now? You're the only one who knows the answer. It's quenching the Spirit of God. Is it a relationship? Is it a habit? Is it an ongoing thing in your life? Something that you know in your spirit is quenching, is suppressing, like fire suppression, suppressing the Spirit of Almighty God in your life. And my admonition is this: face it and deal with it. And deal with it in the name of Christ. Decide today that you're going to be a person who's not going to quench the Spirit of God. You're not going to live your life in such a way that everything that happens, every thought that is thought, everything that's read is something that stifles and suppresses the Spirit of God. But I'm going to let the Spirit work in my life and give the Lord permission. Lord, you have permission to guide me, to speak truth into my life, to help me to be the man or woman you meant me to be. Not the society demands me to be, but what you meant me to be. What a difference it could make. Well, as someone who's interested in words, the word quenching caught my attention years ago because of what it means. It means literally in the Greek to suppress something or to extinguish something, just like you would suppress a fire or extinguish a fire. And it's used of suppressing or extinguishing the very Spirit of God at work in a person's life. No small matter, extinguishing or suppressing the Spirit of God. Deal with it. Pray about it if it's going on in your life today. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope Visual Stories. For more information about this ministry, or to re-listen or view today's story in a video format, go to our website at www.crosshope.org/visualstories. Be sure to join us at this same time every weekend. Cross Hope and Cross Hope Visual Stories are listener-supported and are produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.